This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. At the end of the program yesterday, we played you part of the speech that Greta Thunberg had given at the United Nations, the relevant part of which for us was this.
We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
A couple hours later, I got a tweet from a guy by the name of Rob Reich. He's a professor of political science at Stanford, and he said, and this is the quote, "Hey, Kai, that Greta Thunberg clip you just played on Marketplace, she was talking also to you and your show. Would be nice to hear your reply." So first of all, Professor Reich, thanks for listening. Second of all, maybe it would be better to hear from an actual economist about economic growth. Ashok Modi is a professor of international economic policy at Princeton, the Woodrow Wilson School there. Thanks for coming on the program, sir.
Thank you very much.
First of all, did you hear or see what Greta Thunberg said yesterday?
Yes, I did.
And what was
your... Very important statement.
Yeah, what was your gut reaction?
Look, I'm very inspired by her, and I think she is cutting out a path, a political path, on which economists must now travel.
This is going to sound like a very fundamental question, but why does growth... economic growth matter?
It matters because we want people's lives to be better. Where we've gone wrong is not in pursuing growth, but in pursuing the wrong kind of growth. And I think it must be the case, it had better be the case, that we can do a kind of growth that ultimately helps people's lives and makes the climate change problem less daunting than it is.
How important is it that not all growth is created equal? It's one thing for a developing economy to grow very quickly now because they have the means and they want to raise their standards of living. It's another thing for some place like the United States to grow at an equivalent rate, and it's a different ballgame.
That is correct. And so the United States will clearly not grow at the same rate as India will. Nevertheless, even slow growth in the United States is A, important for the U.S. itself. Remember, yes, the U.S. is a rich country, but there are lots of people leading very precarious lives. But there is also a more basic reason, even from a developing emerging country point of view, that relatively slow growth in the United States nevertheless feeds into world trade, which then makes other countries prosper as they participate in global trade. There's no question that all of these need growth in any kind of horizon, both short-term and long-term.
Are economic growth and actual substantive action on climate change, are they? Is that possible for them to work together, or are they mutually exclusive?
Yes, no, and I think they need to work together. Responding to that directly, I think the Green New Deal, or just the philosophy of Green New Deal, is essentially the right one. And what is that saying? That is saying that we need to change the way we do things. It requires a much more intrusive environmental regulation on the premise that that regulation will create a new avenue for innovation and investment. And that new avenue for innovation and investment will create a different kind of growth, a growth that helps people come out of poverty, helps people repay their debts. And we need growth for that, but in a way in which we keep our air clean, we clean our water. I think that that is the direction I'm reading from her comments.
Ashok Modi is a professor of international economic policy at the Woodrow Wilson School at Princeton University. His most recent book is called Euro Tragedy, a drama in 9 acts. Professor, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.